In this episode, the Darwin Op robot, an electric racing motorcycle, and Intel's new 310 series SSD. QuickSurf Internet Media presents The Geekinator, talking about all things tech and geek. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio C1 at QuickSurf Internet Media. The Geekinator is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. This is the last episode of 2010 for the Geekinator. I know I've been slacking a little bit and getting episodes out the last couple of months. I've just had a lot of family stuff going on and family in town visiting and just lots of life stuff happening. And I haven't been able to push out the episodes as quickly as I would have liked to, but here we are. And I've got some pretty interesting stuff. So let's go ahead and get right into it. From Jalopnik.com, I ran across this post, and it's entitled "The History of the World's Fastest Vehicles in One Image," and this is pretty cool. It starts off with the earliest fastest vehicle here in the world, and then they've got a little drawn image of each vehicle and the progression all the way through, and it's $76 print from Stefan Majoram. Of all the top land speed record holders, it's a benefit for the Bloodhound SSC project. Check it out. It's pretty neat stuff. Now, you may or may not know this. It should appear fairly obvious based on all of the Lego stuff that I have around. My son and I are huge Lego fans, and I ran across this book over at O'Reilly.com. It's called Badass Lego Guns. Now, obviously, this is not something that I would want to be, doing with my son per se, but it's Legos. And so, again, appropriate audience. This book is for appropriate, the appropriate age range, I guess you could say. But it comes with, it's basically a book that's building instructions on how to build weapons, if you will, built entirely from Lego Technique parts. It's a four-color book. Comes with, basically the build instructions, all that stuff. It looks pretty awesome. I can't believe that those are Legos, but they are. Check it out. Over at Intel.com, in their newsroom, I saw this story. And this was the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because it's geeky and it blew me away. And just what they have going on is just unbelievable. They have a new story here in the press room. Their new Intel Solid State Drive 310 series gives you full SSD performance in 1/8 of the size. That's right, 1/8 of the size. You get Intel's full X25 class performance in 1/8 of a size. It's incredible. It's ideal. According to their press release, it's ideal for tablets, rugged, low-power military or industrial apps, and was selected by DRS Technologies for its upcoming Armor tablet PC. They have a video in the link and some pictures, and I'll throw some of them up here. It is incredible how tiny this drive is. It's just unbelievable how tiny it is. I cannot believe that they have a 40 gigabyte and an 80 gigabyte series of this drive, and it's that small. Really. Solid state drives are really making headway. From Engadget, I saw this article. It's a little bit older, but I still thought that I would share it with you simply because it's robotics and it's awesome. The post is entitled "Open Source Darwin Op Bot Can Be Yours for Just $12,000." And what this robot is, it's an open source robot. It's modular. Virginia Tech's Robotics and Mechanics Mechanisms Laboratory, also known as Romella, is the outfit that developed this. It's being sold commercially, but they are making all of the CAD drawings, the building plans, everything open source. You can get all of those plans if you want to build one yourself for free off the internet. It's incredible. It's built on a 1.6 gigahertz Atom Z530 based Fit PC2CI, which boasts 4 gigs of SSD, 2 gigs of DDR2 RAM, 802.11n Wi-Fi. The robot is 17.9 inches tall. It's humanoid. Universities can buy it for research purposes for $9,600, but if you buy it, in retail, it'll be about $12,000. It's incredible. The thing looks awesome. Check it out. Over at Engadget, I ran across this story. I'm a huge fan of electric cars and that sort of thing. And this story is about an electric racing superbike. And it looks just like a normal racing motorcycle that you would see out on a racetrack, except the difference is there's no tailpipe, and this thing is incredible. It's got a 14.4 kilowatt hour storage, 141 horsepower. It's a little bit smaller than a 600cc sport bike. It's got a liquid cooled three phase AC induction motor, 115 foot-pounds of torque at the crank from 0 to 6,400 RPM. It's just unbelievable. That thing has to be incredibly fast. I'm curious what the range is. They don't know when it's going to be. Nobody's announced when it's going to be available or when it's how much it's going to cost. But it looks awesome. It looks just like a motorcycle, except it's electric. I'm blown away. From Gizmodo, I ran across this article. NASA engineers propose combining a railgun and a scramjet to fire spacecraft into orbit. Now, this is largely in response to some of the budget cuts and things that the Obama administration here in the U.S. has been having NASA do. They're trying to come up with less expensive ways of getting stuff into orbit, obviously, and I saw this and I was like, this is pretty interesting. So, check it out. There's some pretty cool stuff. It's from Popular Science originally, but, Gizmodo picked it up and is pushing it out to the world. So, by all means, check it out. From Masm.com, I ran across this story. Well, actually, I'll give you a little history. This was originally, when I saw it, was posted on Megzine, which was linked to another blog, which linked to another blog, which linked to another blog, which ended up on Masm, now over at Masm.com. And so it's, instead of just using the Megzine story, I said, let's go to the original post and go from there. And so this is snow pictures made by a microscope. It's an electron scanning microscope is what they're using. They have a bunch of pictures of snowflakes underneath it, and I have to say, some of these look incredible. Some of these photos, I'll have some of them up in the so that you can, the video viewers can see it without having to go to the website. Some of these look like they are remains of an alien city. It's amazing. But I thought that I would share that with everybody. The snow part isn't necessarily technology related, but the electron scanning microscope and doing geeky things. I mean, that's what the show is all about, is just geeky things. And, that's whatever jiggles me when I go through and curate the stories is what ends up here on the show. And, I'm a huge geek, and this jiggled me this week. So check it out. It's really awesome stuff. That'll pretty much do it for this edition of The Geekinator. As always, everything I've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Visit us on the web, quicksurf.com. You can follow me over at Twitter at twitter.com/Adrian_Bacon. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode in 2011. Have a safe new year, and I will see all of you next year. Bye.